Today's episode is a bit different. It's for my girlies in university or who are about to enter. So let me spill all the deets. Going to university in your dream city or dream school is probably one of the most exciting things in your young adult life. Going into my last year now, I can just remember how amazing my first year was. I mean, there were all these experiences, meeting a bunch of people, learning about yourself. And don't get me wrong, there were a lot of lessons learned. But I am a huge advocate of learning from other people's mistakes, which is why I'm sharing this video today, which is all of the university advice that they don't want to tell you. And just as a disclaimer, I go to a very unconventional school where we don't have to do a lot of test taking or studying. Mostly just do projects and make businesses, so I genuinely have no academic advice to give you. And also, like, you can get that advice from somewhere else. I'm sure there is some brainy person who made an amazing video on all the academic advice that you need, but that is not gonna be me. So let me spill all the details or the most important ones of all the advice you need entering university. Here are the video sections if you want to skip ahead to anything. Also, I switch a lot between college and university because I just studied in London and they do not say college, they say uni. But anyways, when you get to uni or college or whatever, hopefully you have some sort of orientation. Most people do. Do not skip out on orientation because it is a very pivotal part of your college experience. And it's where you're going to meet a lot of people that are either going to be your friends for the entire time you're in college, just for a little bit of time, or you're gonna meet the people that are gonna help you with your homework. Honestly, the biggest social advice that I can give you in college is one, obviously to attend all of the things, like especially during orientation week, it should be super fun for you. And this is the time in college where I promise you it'll be the easiest to make friends because everybody's in the same boat and everyone kind of knows that they're in the same boat. So people are just mutually friendly. Like, it's not a very awkward thing. It's really nothing that you should have anxiety about. But the biggest tip I have that I used when I first got to high school and when I first got to college is to develop this internal persona. So you can either think of a movie character or even better, somebody that you know in real life that is super sociable, very outgoing, and can kind of just talk to anyone and make friends with anyone. So let's say, for example, in high school, I had a friend and her name was Jessie. And in high school, my friend Jessie was so talkative. She could literally talk to anybody. Like, I would look at her in awe and be like, how can she just make friends with anybody? Like, she has no social anxiety. She's just that girl. Or at least when it came to social stuff, she was that girl. And I would maybe even depend on her to help her, like, make friends for us. So just think of that person. If you don't have somebody like that in your life, then think of a movie character, somebody that you've seen in shows, etc., that embodies this type of personality. And what you're gonna do is you're going to go ahead and embody that person as if you were playing them in a movie scene. I'm Jessie. What would Jessie do? How would Jessie act? What would she say to go up to these people? And just fully embody that person. This is my favorite hack, and I promise you, if you do it right, it works every single time. And it's not something that you overthink. You just embody them and act and play the part. Because if you stay the same, you're never gonna break out of your shell if you're somebody who's very antisocial. And this is like the quickest way to learn how to do it on the spot. Now, something that you have to know about college is that your friends are honestly everything, but at the same time, they're not. Let me explain. There are some people who will go into university and meet a group of friends in orientation, and those will be their friends for the entire 4 years. And those people could be absolutely amazing. But a lot of the times what happens is that you're probably gonna have the ones that you meet in orientation, and these people might be like your orientation buddy that you like go and do the activities together, or they will just end up being like your acquaintances or people that like you wave or say hi to throughout college. Then you're probably gonna have like your first semester friends, like the group of friends that you just hang out with in the first semester, but then like along the lines you realize that they're not really for you. Maybe they're draining, maybe they don't align, maybe they party too much and that's not your vibe. And then around like second semester to second year, you fully find like your group of friends, like your solid group of friends, and the people that like fulfill you and that align with you and that are like lifelong friends, or at least like friends throughout all of college. Maybe you switch up along the way, but more or less this is how it tends to go, and that is totally fine. When I say your friends are not everything, I mean that you don't have to feel bad for saying goodbye to people, or you don't have to like cling on to friends because you're scared of being lonely or not having somebody to sit with when you eat or stupid stuff like that. But when I say your friends are very important when it comes to choosing those long-term friends and who you really let in your life, if they're good quality friends or a good quality girl group, they are going to not only influence like the decisions that you make and the lifestyle that you live, but they can be either extremely fulfilling or extremely draining. Honestly, this process kind of just happens intuitively, but if I can give you one advice, when you're first meeting friends, when you're making acquaintances, everything like in the first year of college, if you hang out with somebody and their energy makes you feel drained, like you leave hanging out with them or you leave hanging out with a certain group feeling drained and just not the best like gut feeling, it's never gonna get better. So just don't take that friendship so seriously and keep your mind open for other people to come in. Also, you're better off being just a tad bit lonely than hanging out with people that are draining you, because I promise you, you are better off feeling lonely and just working on yourself and doing your hobbies than going down the wrong path. Also, this is very random, but I wish somebody told me this in the beginning of college. This kind of falls in the social category, but be very careful of what you post on social media. You are a grown woman now, you're probably already a legal adult. You need to stop posting bikini pictures. Because sooner than later, especially if you're in college, you're gonna start looking for internships and then jobs, and that's totally gonna hinder you. And also, it's gonna bring you a very specific attention from a very specific group of guys, which is probably not what, at least not what I want for you. But you do you, that's just my advice. Don't take social media as a place to bash people, to post dirty things, to post you drinking and smoking and clubbing and da da da. You're growing up, and if you want a certain life for yourself, your reputation does matter, so just be very cognizant of what you're posting. If I had one section of this video that I wish I could show my freshman self, it is this one. The freshman 15 is so real. I kid you not, I left for college and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep my scale at home. The scale is unhealthy. It's not good for your mental health. Like, I'll be fine. I'm gonna take care of myself. I left to college 120 pounds. And I came back in December, just after the first semester, and I was 135 pounds. Which means I gained exactly 15 pounds. Like, the freshman 15 for me was no joke. They literally said, here, take 15. And 2 years later, you don't understand how much hardship and mental trauma and physical trauma I went through just to try and change the habits that I made the first semester and get at least half of the weight off. Whether you want to admit it or not, it takes a much bigger toll on your mental health to try and lose all the weight that you gained than just having a scale or a measuring tape or a pair of pants that can like let you know if you're gaining weight or not. I know the scale is a bit controversial, but have at least some method to like have a gauge of whether or not you're gaining weight, whether, like I said, if that's the scale, the measuring tape, a pair of pants, whatever it is that you can do. Just don't let yourself become completely blindsided to whether you're gaining weight or not, because you have to also like keep your health in check. And if you're gaining that freshman 15, chances are you're either emotional eating, you're eating junk, you're drinking a lot, or something. And it's only going to hurt you. I'm telling you, this is the one thing I regret from going to college. And the way that it creeps up on you, especially if you go to like a colder college town and you're wearing all these puffer jackets, or you're just going out, you're having fun, you're living your life, it'll creep up on you. Now, I'm not saying you have to be overly obsessed with your weight or your health or whatever, but have like a simple plan that you know works for you. So for some people, you may not even have to deal with this because you're on like an athletic team and you're playing an intense sport. Maybe your plan is intermittent fasting, or it's eating at least 2 healthy meals a day. Or maybe you have a rule with yourself where you only drink once out of the week instead of 3 times of the week, because especially if you're going to that kind of college, there can be a lot of drinking involved. Just keep it simple. Make sure you have some way of knowing if you're gaining weight or not, and have a simple plan that you know works for you so that you can stay in a healthy range. I have so much advice to give about boys and relationships in college. We're gonna start with the basics, girl. Many of you guys didn't get this one in high school, but let me just reiterate it for you. Okay, so boys, here we have actions, here we have words. Actions, words, actions, words, actions, words, actions, words. Their actions are the only things that matters. Their words do not mean anything. Women lie with makeup, men lie with words. Just get that in your head. The only time you should trust a man's words is, one, obviously if he backs it up by his actions, like if he says he likes you and he's actually showing you with his actions that he likes you, like, okay, that's good. Or if he tells you that he's not ready for a relationship, that he's not looking for a relationship, or that you're too good for him, you better believe him, because men are very straight up with that, and we're not going to try and change any man or change his mind. We're going to start with the relationship-esque advice first if you're like open or interested in getting into a relationship in college. Be simple when it comes to this, because men are very simple creatures. If he wants you, he will get you. You do not need to chase him. Be simple as in be you, be a girl, have your girlfriends, have your hobbies, go to class, study, get your grades. If a guy comes along, he comes along, and if he wants you, I promise you, he will go and get you. There is no chasing any guy. That puts you in your masculine energy and him in his feminine energy, and that's kind of in reverse. So generally, do not stress trying to change any man, trying to convince any man to choose you. There's none of that, because the right guy will come and get you. So take that stress off of your shoulders and focus your mental and emotional energy on school and friends and fun life. Just gonna reiterate something I said throughout your whole college career and throughout your whole life, we are not going to try and change any man. If you like a dusty little athlete or a dusty little pothead, we're not gonna try and change their ways for them to get into a relationship with you. You wouldn't want somebody to try and change you, so why are you gonna go and try and change somebody else? You have to accept people as they come, just how you would like people to accept you as you come. Stop falling in love with the potential of somebody and take them for as they are right now. And if there is nobody in your vicinity or in your school that matches what you're looking for, don't try to change them, just stay single, girl. Amazing, I'm glad we covered that. So honestly, I am not the kind of person that's gonna be like, oh, you should not get into a relationship in college, like you should just have fun and focus on yourself and focus on finding yourself. Why would somebody ever say that? There are so many amazing relationships that are still lasting to this day and last a lifetime that actually came out from college. However, what we're not gonna do is go moping around for a relationship and be super desperate and live in this desperate energy. There are gonna be times where you're gonna feel a bit lonely, and there are gonna be times where you wish you had a little man's or someone to go eat lunch with, or someone to go to the gym with, or have like cute little couple things, or go cuddle. Girl, trust me, that's gonna come, and sometimes it doesn't even end well, and I promise you, like, you're not missing out on that much. It'll come eventually. Everyone has their time. If you don't want to get a boyfriend, then walk around super desperate for having a boyfriend and focus only on getting in a relationship and think about it all the time and let your entire feed be that, and I promise you the men will stay very, very far away from you. Do you get what I'm trying to say? While you're in college, focus on having fun while also setting boundaries and having self-respect, and if a relationship just so happens to come along, it'll be because it was the guy's idea for commitment. Also, if you don't want a boyfriend, go ahead and beg every single guy that comes into your life to give you commitment. If you don't want a boyfriend, just beg him and manipulate him and convince him to cuff you up. Be so pick me and so choose me and so wifey before he does anything to wife you up. I promise you, it's the biggest hack for them to stay so far away from you. Look, the truth is that a lot of guys want to have fun in college, and a lot of guys do have fun in college, and so do girls. Just have fun, just be your best self, just enjoy, and obviously set your boundaries. Don't even think about trying to convince a guy to commit to you. Like, let it be his idea if it does come around, because not only does this make him feel in control and like in the masculine energy, but also, like I said, a lot of guys want to have fun, and it's a bit more rare to find a guy in college who wants to settle down for a bit. This will just take the weight off your shoulders, and honestly, if you do want a boyfriend, it'll probably make it come to you a lot faster. One thing I do not advocate for is being that broke college kid. I may be slightly a rare case because I started my business at 17, but I knew what I had ahead of me. I knew that although I come from a good family, my parents couldn't give me like a super luxe college life. So if I wanted to live the life that I'm comfortable with, I'd have to make some kind of money on the side, or at least just some weekend money. However, whether or not you're up for making some kind of money or some kind of side hustle, especially if you're not used to living on your own, you need to have some kind of way to budget. I use an app that's literally called Budget, and that works for me. But in freshman year, I know I used Notion. They have like some finance template where you can like write out all of like your expenses, and every time that I would like spend something, I would go to my Notion and I would just write down what it was and what category it fell into. That way, every day I knew how much money I had already spent. I knew if I needed to like cut down a bit or if I had a little more room for the month. And the one month that I did not budget, let me tell you, I went way over what I was supposed to spend, and it was not cute. You're growing up and you need to learn how to be cognizant of what you're spending. So start since now if you're watching this in summer, and get into the habit of tracking what you spend, at least in a general sense. If you spend everything on one card, then get used to checking that card like every other day and how much you've already spent for the month. Two for my girls, you're gonna have to learn how to do your nails at home. There's actually a brand on Amazon called Modalones. I've worked with them before in the past, but they had sent me like this mini like LED gel light where it's like small and compact. You can bring it with you to college, and they also have like gel sets and accessories and like tools and everything you need. Definitely not sponsored, but it was very helpful for me, and I saved probably thousands of dollars in the past 2 years by doing my own nails at home. Knowing how to do your nails as a girl in 2024 is like knowing how to sew in the 1800s. Like, you just need that skill as a woman. Now, if you have free time in college, I would recommend at least 20 minutes a day to an hour, or maybe twice a week, learning a high income skill. In this day and age, people don't understand how much money they can make online for barely working. If you were to just set one day aside in summer or on the weekend to research high income skills or online jobs or even just online side hustles, you would find all these ways that people are making money, and they are not smarter than you or better than you. They're just willing to do research one day. Pick one that speaks to you. I started with UGC, and I've made thousands of dollars per month doing UGC, and just taking like a few days to learn how to set up like my UGC stuff and how to like do it basically, I was able to move from college in Boston to college all the way in Europe, which I would not have been able to do with just my parents' money. If you want to live an unlimited life in college and not be stressing about finances like your other friends, spending even 2 hours a week learning a high income skill will absolutely change your life for college and for after college. Because the truth is, in school, they're conditioning you to be an employee and to cap your income. Getting your degree is amazing and all, but you need to also have some level of financial freedom now and after college. Please, 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 please delete Uber Eats or have a boundary with it. If I were you, I would say once a week or once every 2 weeks you can order on Uber Eats. Because if you don't set this boundary, or you don't just delete the app Uber Eats will make you fluffy and broke. I've seen it time and time again with a bunch of people in my university, and I still see it. And I'm just like, guys, if you would just delete the Uber Eats and learn how to make like a sandwich, you just use your brain juices for 5 minutes. You can plan out an entire week of healthy eating and budget-friendly eating. Stop being lazy, because if you don't control yourself, Uber Eats can make you fluffy and it can make you broke. Also, why are you paying for a table at a club? I don't want to go in depth into this because I don't want to be so traditional and like offend anyone, but it's especially if you're a girl, why are you paying for that many tables at a club? Now, this is gonna apply to some people and not to others, especially like if you're going to university in a city, there's gonna be a lot more instances where people are like buying tables and stuff. Versus in college towns, you're more so just paying like entry, or maybe I'm wrong. But once in a while, especially as a girl, if you wanna like buy a table because it's your birthday or it's like your friend's birthday and you guys are doing a girls' night, like okay, like people go to the club, especially their freshman year of college, like it's totally normal. But if every weekend you're buying a table at the club or splitting a table with your friends at the club, let's say on a cheaper night you spend like $150 for one night at the club, do you know how many meals you can get out of that? Do you know what you could do with that money versus whatever you got out of that 4 hours at the club? Just learn to be mindful and set financial boundaries with yourself. Last but not least, here are my few tips on time management and just overall life balance, because college can get pretty hectic with academics, social life, etc. I have mastered life balance and time management. One of my favorite skills that I think everybody should learn is habit stacking. For example, when I'm oil pulling, which is when you like swish oil in your mouth for 10 minutes for your teeth, I will go and make my bed and like tidy up anything I need to do in my room. So that's two habits in one. Or when I'm at the gym and walking on the treadmill, I'll watch my self-improvement videos, or I'll listen to my podcasts. Two in one. Just think of all of the healthy habits you have or the things you do throughout the day, and think of which ones you can stack together, because saving all these little 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there really adds up throughout the day, and it'll help you a lot. Speaking of things that can add up throughout the day, make sure you're aware of your screen time. If you don't think that you have that much time during the day and you're constantly stressed, maybe you should check your phone and see how much time you're spending scrolling. It can be a bit scary at first, I'm not gonna lie, but it'll show you where a lot of your time is going. And if it's something that you struggle with, the app that I use right now is called Opal, and that really helps me limit my screen time and like block off apps during certain times of the day. Another thing I recommend that is so super helpful for time organization is time blocking. So basically every day I time block either that day or the next day, and I usually do things in like 2 hour increments. So let's say like 7 to 9, I have my morning routine. Then 9 to 11, I'm going to the gym. And I usually have class for about 4 hours. So I'll say like, okay, from 12:30 to 3:30, I have class. And then from 4 to 6, I'm going to do this for work. And then from da da da, like you get it. So what this does is it kind of helps you from procrastinating, because you're like, okay, so I have this 2 hours to accomplish this. And you're just more cognizant of the time. Your day is more organized. You're not like over planning or under planning, depending on the time you have throughout the day. You guys, I'm sweating. But you need somewhere to write down all of this time blocking and your to-do list. We're not raw dogging life, and we're absolutely not raw dogging college, because that will lead to a huge downfall. Whether you like to write it out and have a physical planner, or whether you're more of an online person, get either Google Calendar, I think it's called, or get Notion. That's what I use. Get something that's going to help you plan out your day. Or if you're more simple, literally just write it on your notes app. I did that for a long time and it works just as well. I know a lot of the times, like on YouTube or social media in general, we see people have like all of these exquisite morning routines. Honestly, you don't need like a super intense morning routine, especially in college when you have like all of these activities and stuff. You just need a very simple, attainable morning routine. Just think of 3 non-negotiable things you want to do in the morning. Like if you're religious, maybe it's reading your Bible, obviously waking up, brushing your teeth, doing your skincare, all that stuff. Then maybe you make an effort to make a quick healthy breakfast, and then I don't know, whatever else it is that you want to do. Because on those days that you wake up late or you just want to sleep in, those 10-step morning routines are not going to be sustainable, and they're going to end up stressing you out. Think of the few things that really set you on the right foot for the day and do that. Lastly, definitely develop a fitness routine that makes sense for your life. Just how college athletes have a certain time every day that they go work out, you should have a certain time every day that you go work out. Maybe every day after class, that's your time to work out. This will not only keep you on track for fitness, but this will also add some structure to your day, and it's also amazing for your mental health. I'm not gonna lie, I have so much more advice I can give, plus like a lot of juicy advice and juicy tips. If you guys want a part 2, let me know. I would absolutely make that, because personally I don't live with regrets, but if I could go back, there are some things that I definitely would or wouldn't do. But I think that there's also a lot of things that I did right, and I'm an open book and totally willing to share. Also in the description you can find my socials, so if you have any questions or want any personal advice or just want to talk to me, then feel free to DM me. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, do what you gotta do, and share this with somebody who you think might benefit from it.